The question was asked, if Moshe Rabbeinu, the way the Torah describes, grew up in Pharaoh's palace, so then how did he grow to the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? So firstly, we find that great people grew to greatness in spite of their surroundings. You have Rivka, who grows up in the house of Lavan, and she becomes great. You have Avraham, who grows up in the house of Terach, the great seller of idols, and he becomes great. So people definitely grew to greatness in spite of the fact that they grew up in horrible surroundings. You have Ovadia, who grew up in Edom. You have Rut, who grew up in Moab. So we are repeatedly taught in Tanakh that people who are great overcome their surroundings. They are not necessarily the product of a positive upbringing. On the contrary, we find great examples of people who grew up in challenging surroundings and became great. Nonetheless, Chazal tell us with regards to Moshe Rabbeinu that his upbringing was done by Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh's daughter is called Bat Yah, the daughter of Hashem. That's the name she took upon herself when she converted to Judaism. And as such, we find that Moshe was brought up by a woman who became a part of the Jewish people. It's recorded in Divrei HaYamim that Kalev married her. She actually left Mitzrayim with the Jewish people. And so Moshe Rabbeinu actually grew up with a great supportive system of Bat Yah, the convert, Pharaoh's daughter, who actually converted to Judaism. We also find that when Moshe returns at 80 years old, he has a very warm relationship with his brother Aaron. And that seems to indicate that throughout Moshe's upbringing, Bat Yah maintained some kind of relationship with Yocheved, Amram, Aaron, and Miriam. It seems like she facilitated Moshe's relationship with them. Because you see that when he comes back, there's a warm relationship between them. Aaron knows who he is. It's not like he's that long-lost brother who we haven't seen since he was 2 years old.